It's the clash of the teenage titans. South Africa versus New Zealand is the greatest rivalry in rugby and one of the greatest in all of sport. And on Saturday night in Rovigo, the two most famous rugby nations will again do battle. But this time, it will be at under 20 level and the World Championship is at stake. In this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the ultimate Junior Springboks Baby Blacks Under 20 World Championship preview. And we'll start by looking at the two matchday squads, starting with the Junior Springboks. Up front, we have Simpiwe Ngobese, Siposeto Mnebelele and Herman Libbe in the front row. Captain Riley Norton and JJ Teron are the locks, and then we have Xola Nyali, Batobele Hlekani and Wandile Mlaba as our loose trio. Let's go to the back line now, starting with the player of the tournament for me, Hashim Peed. Vusi Moyo is our fly half. Albie Bester and Dimitri Erasmus are the centres, with Yaku Williams and Cheswell Uister on the wings. Guillermo Mentu is our fullback. And then the bomb squad is as follows. Yandre Skuman, Oliver Reed and Johnny Rasmus are the fresh front row. Yaku Grobbelaar and Matt Ramau, as well as Stefanus Linder are the other forwards in a 6-2 split, with Keanu Iverson and Dominique Malchas, the pair of backs. No changes from the side that defeated Argentina in the semi-finals. This is our best available team, guys. Sian Glozi, the only absentee there, and we know he's out with an injury, but Yaku Williams has come in and been brilliant, so we can't complain. Let's look at the young New Zealanders now. Sikapole and Robson Faliafa will pack down either side of Captain Manu Maua Letiu. Xavier Tracy and Jaden Saw make up the second row. And the back row consists of Finn McLeod, Caleb Woodley and Mosese Basin. In the back line, Dylan Pledger is the scrum half, with Rico Simpson at fly half. Jack Wiseman and Cooper Roberts are in the centres, with Maloney Kunawave and Frank Vianuku on the wings. Stanley Solomon wears the number 15 jersey. Their replacements are as follows. Edai Odenrin, Israel Time and Dane Johnston are the front rowers, with Isake Vaka Siuola and Micah Fala the other forwards. The Kiwis have gone for a 5-3 split. Jay Tamati, Will Cole and Tane Harvey are the backline trio that will do duty off the bench. So I'm expecting a tough tussle of note in Rovigo, guys. New Zealand like to move the ball around, which I suppose you could say of any Kiwi side. Their scrum was also able to hold its own against the big physical French pack. Now, I think our pack can match the French forwards in that regard, but I think we also have more mobility than the Europeans. I mean, you just look at the power and pace that a guy like Bato Hlekani possesses. It's out of this world. Both teams are dangerous in attack with exciting backline players. And I suppose you could say the defense suffers slightly as a result. But if you're going to score 70 points, then I guess who cares if the opposition scores 3 tries? Especially if it's merely consolation stuff. Here's how the teams got here. South Africa annihilating Australia 73-17 in their opening match. That was supposed to be a tough one after what we saw in the under-20 rugby championship. Then the big one came against England, a 32-22 win in a match which, quite frankly, if you remove the opening 10 minutes, we were always in control. And then we finished off by smashing Scotland 73-14. That meant we topped Pool A with a perfect 3-from-3 record, including 3 try bonus points. And in the semi-final, we outclassed Argentina 48-24. As for the Baby Blacks, they kicked off Pool C with a narrow 14-5 win over host nation Italy. Then they eased past Georgia 38-19 and finished off with a 69-22 hammering of Ireland. Like South Africa, the New Zealanders won their pool, but they were only able to collect 2 try bonus points. In their semi-final, they saw France 34-26. And that scoreline, quite frankly, flatters the French. I watched that match, and my personal view is that the Kiwis were always on top of that fixture. France were always chasing the game. 34-19 might have been a more accurate reflection. And so, here we are. The under-20 Rugby Championship winners, who have seen off the under-20 Six Nations champions, but probably enjoyed an easier time of things in the pool stage, versus the great underdog. South Africa were mediocre in the under-20 Rugby Championship, and honestly, coming into this tournament, all I was hoping for was revenge for what happened against Australia, and a semi-final berth if all went well. Remember, only the pool winners go through to the semi-finals, with one second place side going through. My thinking coming in was we would probably lose to England, beat Scotland, and then hopefully we can get past Australia, and that would hopefully be enough to get us into the semi-finals. I would have accepted that as progress. Instead, we have pitched up in Italy and blown everyone out of the water. Except for that one match against England, every other match has been total domination by our youngsters. And if you discount the opening 10 minutes against the English, then quite frankly, we ran over them too. All we have to go on in terms of recent meetings, though, between South Africa and New Zealand is the under-20 Rugby Championship match in Gqeberha in May. On that occasion, the junior Springboks raced into a 19-0 lead, but ultimately the baby All Blacks clawed their way back to win 48-45. Well, I don't think we're going to see quite that kind of a tri-fest again in Rovigo. I think both defences have tightened up since then, but I do still think we'll see lots of attacking and running rugby. I feel we're going to have a high-scoring final here. And if South Africa can give us more of what we saw in those opening stages in Gqeberha and less of what we saw afterwards, then they can easily turn around that three-point defeat. And I believe, based on what we've seen in this under-20 World Championship so far, that is exactly what is going to happen. And so my prediction for the final is South Africa 31, New Zealand 27. And in so doing, we will secure our first under-20 World Championship since 2012, when Stephen Kitsoff, Peter Steph du Toit, and Andre Pollard helped the junior Springboks defeat New Zealand in the final at Newlands. But what do you think? Do you agree the junior Springboks have been scintillating at this tournament and will now get on and finish the job? Or do you think the junior box have come as far as they can and will meet their match on Saturday in this final? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. There are wonderful benefits, like, for example, you can win Springbok test match tickets, you can win Springbok jerseys, you can get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online store, and you can even stand a chance to win the brand new James Small biography coming out soon. You might even be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player, and we can even have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok rugby matches, players, and tactics. In addition to all of that, you'll also have your name featured in my YouTube videos. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of, head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's about 85 Rand these days. The Rand has strengthened a little bit, which is definitely a good thing. And I know the Rand is obviously not what it once was, but at least it's doing a little bit better these days. I would very much appreciate your support. I'd be very grateful, and I look forward to your company next time.